want to thank the opportunity to share some of the work we've been doing with Dan and Dersender on the study of the long-term responses of alfalfa cultivars to different changes in climate in different regions in the U.S. So today is election day, so let's be political. There's some people that believes that there's climate change, and in the U.S. That means that temperatures are raising, that rainfall on average is raising, but also the variability of that rainfall is increasing, and the number of consecutive days with dry days is also increasing. So that means that we have to deal with a climate that's more variable, and that we might have to withstand both more drought periods, but also more wet periods, maybe in the same season. So we need our forest systems need to really respond and adapt to this change in climate. So if we want to develop sustainable forest systems, we really need to focus on many dimensions of sustainability. Being the first, productivity, of course, we need productive systems that yield high, but at the same time we need stability, that is, systems that maintain their productivity over time. Efficiency, that is, whether you're looking at nutrient efficiency or energy efficiency, a lower input per unit of output. And then some dimensions that are for the long term. Reliability would be to a normal variability, say in rainfall. There are some systems that kind of are more variable and others that are more reliable. And if we want to be sustainable, we want more reliable systems. Resilience, that and this was discussed in the symposium this morning. The ability of recover after a crisis, whether that's a drought, for instance, how fast we can recover, and also this sometimes is related to how low the system goes in a bad year, and finally adaptability, a long-term response to long-term changes like could be climate or prices or whatever. So we really need to focus on all these dimensions. There's a lot of different ways of looking at stability, variability, response to perturbation, and response to changing in environments. For our and there's a lot of literature discussing these different concepts, and I think we really need to come down to, you know, a couple of operational definitions so that we can all talk about the same thing. In my presentation, I'm going to define resilience as the basically in a situation where there's a bad year, like in that A point there, the yield in A divided by the, you know, average yield in B, that in compared to another system that, you know, may fall less in the bad year. So resilience being the A over B, and we can express that in percent terms. So for instance, the red system would be the less resilient because it would be 30% of the yield in a bad year, and the blue system would be more resilient because it would get 70% of the yields in that bad year. So with that definition of resilience, now we can get a number that we can use to compare different situations, different systems, or different cultivars. So in this presentation, productivity is basically the mean yield over time of the cultivars in each location. Stability, I'm just using a simple definition, which is the inverse of the coefficient of variation. So that's the mean divided by the standard error, so that the larger the number, the more stable the system is. And then resilience as that low value, the minimum value over the previous mean. And the question is whether there's differences between cultivars, alfalfa cultivars, in resilience and stability. And if there's trade-off between productivity, stability, resilience, defined by this way. So what we did is we took the database of alfalfa variety trials from 1995 to 2013 for 9 Midwestern states that was compiled by Dan and Sander. And we look at 39 locations with more than 5 consecutive years of evaluation. And we selected 67 varieties with more than 60 data points, being the data points that the product of location by years. So we were confident about the information we had. And usually, typically, varieties are evaluated for 4 years on average. So the first thing, we fit mixed models to estimate least square means with some random variables and some fixed effects. So the first one was basically just adjusting for variety age and trial age, meaning the age of the stand, whether it was the first to the fourth year. Oops, what's that?
Just have the pad. Just have
okay.
The pad.
And and we left location year and location by year fixed. So just to identify what were the years of crisis, what were the really bad years. And we came up with things like this. That's the yield of alfalfa over time for Arlington in Wisconsin. You see that the 2006 year. The same for Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and many other locations. And we kept all those locations that had this pattern where 2006 was a really, really bad year. Then we look at the weather information. 2006 was one of the hottest years in the history, and also one of the driest years. That was the lowest precipitation, and so it was a very dry year. That's the drought index, and so we felt that was a good year to study because it was a generalized drought around the Midwest. And so the next thing we did is we took another mixed model, now having variety, location, and location by variety, and in order to estimate productivity and stability of the cultivars for each location using the data set without the crisis year. So this would be considered the normal years. And so we defined productivity and stability out of that means for each location. And we found this pretty significant correlation between stability and productivity. So the more productive cultivars were the ones that were more stable in normal years. Now, the third model we ran was now leaving variety, location, and year fixed, and we look at the triple interaction. So we would get the yields of each cultivar on each year for each location. And we got things like this. So now the graph has each cultivar for each location. And you see that different cultivars had different responses. And that's for Arlington, for Mount Valley, Kansas, for Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And so in those graphs is where we could actually estimate the resilience, basically the low year divided by the average of the previous ones. And so we calculated resilience as the value in the crisis over the productivity, the mean of all the normal years for each location. And this is what we got, which there's not much of a correlation between resilience and productivity when we put them all together. When we look at location by location, the red dots are the ones that locations that did not have any correlation at all. And the blue dots are the locations where there was some negative correlation between resilience and productivity. That means that some sites, the more productive years, the more productive cultivars were less resilient. And in general, productivity and stability, as I said, were highly linearly associated for all locations. But we found differences in resilience when we look at different cultivars. In some locations, there was no correlation at all between resilience and productivity. In other locations, there were negative associations ranging from 0.3 to 0.6, the R-squares of that regressions. So that means that it is possible to simultaneously, I mean, when we think about breeding, to increase productivity, stability, and resilience for a given location at the same time. If we have very high correlations or completely linear associations, that would be more difficult. And so we can now do things like this, for instance, for Arlington, Wisconsin. That's a graph of, again, resilience versus productivity for each of the cultivars. We have cultivars like Vernal, for instance, that it's very resilient but very low productivity. Others that are high resilience and high productivity but low resilience. And then we have some cultivars that are, you know, the good thing, both high productivity and high resilience. And we think that this type of analysis can help think about not only productivity when we select for cultivars, but also for adaptation to, you know, stresses. In this case, the resilience is related with the response to drought, but we could apply similar analysis looking at different type of stresses, looking at, you know, cold years or wet years or other things. And the power of having these large data sets is that we can really do this type of analysis. We couldn't do this without those large data sets. So for further research, I think I'd like to focus on, because we have a perennial system here, we could look at the regrowth after the perturbation, so really looking at resilience as the recovery. But this methodology allowed to identify cultivars with different long-term features for each location. This can help farmers to choose cultivars that can be more profitable over the long term. And these results can be maybe incorporated into plant breeding programs to develop materials more adapted to climate change. And one of the main points of this presentation is I welcome collaborations with other regions and other data sets so that we can, you know, strengthen this type of analysis to other places. With that, thank you very much, and I would entertain any questions.
Questions, please.
Did you notice with those cultivars that have the most, the better resilience, that the growers, the percent sale of those seed also were level across years?
So if there's any relationship between the more resilient cultivars and the percent sales or the adoption by the farmers, I really didn't look at that. It would be something interesting to explore. In this case, you have their Vernal as a very resilient, but that's because it's very old and resistant to situation. I don't know about the others in that region. I didn't look at that, but it would be something very interesting to explore later. Yeah.
Is there a question up here? Yes.
This relationship between resilience and productivity, has that been mapped for other crops, or is it a ubiquitous trend in other crops?
The question was if this relationship between resilience and productivity has been mapped in other crops. I don't know. I haven't seen this. I think that the first step is that we all agree in the same definitions and we start calling the same things the same names, and this analysis could easily be expanded to other, you know, crops, and that's something that I think we should be doing really. Because I tend to feel sometimes when we talk about resilience that we kind of talk about, you know, how we feel about resilience, but like if we don't have a number that we can really use to, you know, measure that, we're not going to make a lot of progress. So this is work in progress, and I think that, you know, it would be very interesting to look at other crops and how these same trends may be found or not.
Thank you. Quick question?
Is there?
Okay. Because we will have a discussion period at the end. We can come back to that because I thought some questions too. Thank you very much again.